In a small movie theater in Berkeley, California, a group of American college students watched a short but disturbing movie. Later, each of the students was interviewed about his or her impressions of the film. In Tokyo, a group of Japanese college students watched the same movie. And later were also interviewed about their reactions. What neither group of students realized at the time was that while they watched the movie, another movie was being made of them. This famous study was part of a growing body of research into what is commonly known as nonverbal behavior. The researcher wanted to find out if young people from two different cultures who observed the same thing would react in very similar ways. The result? Yes and no. As shown by the films of their reactions, the students in the two cultures did behave in almost the same way while they watched the film. They showed surprise, anger, and disgust in their facial expressions and in the ways they moved their bodies. However, when they were being interviewed, an interesting difference was observed. The Americans expressed their feelings about the movie much more openly than the Japanese. The Tokyo students, when interviewed, were much more controlled and revealed far less of their feelings through their nonverbal behavior than did the Americans. This study and many others like it helped to teach us an important lesson about people around the world. In many cases, when we are not thinking about others around us, and when we can act most naturally, we behave in ways that can be seen all over the world. However, each culture teaches us how and when we may smile and when we should look serious. We learn when we may look into another's eyes and for how long, and when we should look away. We learn rules for standing, sitting, walking, and much more. These ways of acting are as much a part of a culture and a part of how we communicate with others as is the language we speak. It is not surprising, therefore, that many teachers today believe that we should study more about such nonverbal behavior than we usually do, and that a good place to start is in language classes. Indeed, research shows that speaking and nonverbal behavior are part of a single process. Watch two people talking together and observe how they nod and gesture. If you watch very closely, you will see that every movement is done to the rhythm of the speech. If you could study this in slow motion, you would see that we even blink to the rhythm of speech. Moreover, all of the learning of how to move and act begins from the time we are very young. Babies only 1 week old can be seen to move slightly to the rhythm of the voices of adults in the room.